Need funding for your real estate investment deal? Longhorn Investments is professional, reliable, and fast. Currently serving Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, Missouri, Alabama, and Indiana, Longhorn Investments, LLC is a direct private lender offering short-term acquisition and renovation capital to real estate investors for both residential and commercial assets. With Longhorn Investments, you can receive up to 75% of ARV, finance up to 100% of cost, close in 3 to 5 business days, no income requirements, a streamlined, simple approval process, and no prepayment penalty. Formed in 2008, Longhorn Investments has funded over 4,000 loans since its inception and includes complementary businesses, including a title company and real estate law practice. Longhorn's wealth of experience puts them in the unique position of being able to help investors throughout all aspects of each transaction. To get started today and see why Longhorn Investments is the superior lending experience, call and speak to Lawrence Hopkins at 314-749-7616. That's 314-749-7616. Or visit Longhorn Investments at longhorninvestments.com. Longhorn Investments, hard money lending simplified.
Universe Media Network, 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 Network.
Good day. I'm Samantha Smith with your United States real estate investing news. Has the pandemic changed your mind about the future of commercial real estate? The current statistics will convince you to think again, with volume at its highest level in 16 years. Quoting Phil Hall of Benzinga via Yahoo Finance, the deal volume for U.S. commercial real estate in July skyrocketed by 74% from 1 year earlier, according to a new data report from Real Capital Analytics, which noted that last month's deal volume was also above the average pace set across each July since 2005. What happened? Within the overall commercial real estate environment, the apartment sector attracted 35% of the month's total commercial real estate investment. The apartment market also led price gains in the month of July, with prices of apartment buildings up 13.5% year over year, the fastest pace since the housing boom of 2005-2006. The office sector comprised 26% of sales volume for the month. Within the office sector, suburban-based activity was the driving force, as central business district, CBD, properties showed less attractiveness based on continued uncertainty about office space use in urban markets. The suburban office price index jumped 11.7% in July from 1 year earlier, while the CBD office index was down by 4.6%. What else happened? Separately, the delinquency rate on commercial mortgage-backed securities, CMBS, dropped in August to a new post-crisis low, according to data from TREP LLC. The August reading of 2.54% was an 8-basis-point decline from July and a 110-basis-point drop from August 2020. The CMBS delinquency rate started to fall after June 2017, when the rate was 5.75% and has been in decline for 22 of the last 26 months. Among the sectors within commercial real estate, lodging had the lowest delinquency reading at 1.54%, while retail had the highest at 4.07%. End quote. Recent homebuyers may soon live in regret in conjunction with the Fed's pandemic housing policies. Interview with Peter Bukvar, courtesy of CNBC's Trading Nation.
If the market does correct, how much wealth do you think could be wiped out?
Well, I feel bad for the people that bought homes over the past year, because they're the ones that paid the very elevated prices. So for someone who put 5% down and you see home prices pull back, let's just say 10%, for those, you know, relative to a year ago, well, their equity is basically wiped out. For those that have owned for a while, that have built up equity, they'll be much more insulated. So I'm not expecting, certainly not at all, a repeat of the mid-2000s, where so many people were buying homes just out of pure speculation in order to flip them, and the banks were so overlevered. This is just an unfortunate situation of people just paying so much for a home relative to their incomes, relative to where prices were pre-COVID.
Quoting Stephanie Landsman of CNBC, investor Peter Bukvar is sounding the alarm on a housing price bubble brought on by the Federal Reserve's COVID pandemic policies. He warns first-time homebuyers are most vulnerable to dramatic losses. I feel bad for the people who bought homes over the past year, because they're the ones that paid the very elevated prices, the chief investment officer at Bleakley Advisory Group told CNBC's Trading Nation on Thursday. He singles out those who put down 5% amid historically low mortgage rates. If home prices correct by 10%, Bukvar sees a world of pain. Their equity is basically wiped out, he said. For those who have owned for a while that have built up equity, they will be much more insulated. His warning comes as Fed policymakers convene virtually for the annual Jackson Hole, Wyoming symposium. Bookvar, who went on Inflation Watch in mid-2020, has been critical of Fed policy through the pandemic. By maintaining unprecedented quantitative easing measures through the economic recovery, he notes the central bank created a spike in housing demand that has been overwhelming supply. The result is skyrocketing prices. The problem is it stimulated so much demand that the supply side couldn't keep up, whether it was builders who couldn't get materials or couldn't find labor or couldn't find enough lots, said Bookvar, a CNBC contributor. Since housing is the most interest rate sensitive part of the U.S. economy, Bookvar is concerned the repercussions will be far-reaching. It's very hurtful for the buyer, particularly the first-time buyer who wants to own a home who is now getting priced out and then in turn is renting, said Bookvar. But renting prices are going up dramatically, as well. He suggests there's evidence the air is leaking out of the bubble. People are now seeing sticker shock in home prices and they're backing off, added Bookvar. Buyers are calling a timeout. They said, I can't afford this or, I want to wait to see home prices cool down. Wall Street may get more clarity on the housing market next week with the pending sales of existing homes, the FHFA House Price Index and S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller results. He expects the data, which will reflect trends from earlier this summer, will be strong. We're still going to see these double-digit home price increases, Bookvar said. There's still a dearth of inventory. End quote. With the U.S. housing market behaving somewhat like a slight roller coaster ride showing more incline motion than downward slopes, Las Vegas, Nevada is proving to be one of the hottest parts of the country. Quoting Eli Siegel of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, almost any way you slice it, Las Vegas housing market is white hot. Homes are selling rapidly, prices are reaching all-time highs every month, and rents are skyrocketing. People are in a frenzy for housing, sparking affordability concerns and prompting more buyers than usual in the valley to look for homes in rural less expensive Pahrump some 60 miles away. So, how long can the hot streak last, and how will it all end? Short answer, who knows? Housing markets are always prone to ups and downs, especially in Las Vegas, and no boom lasts forever. But tumbling sales totals this spring were later reversed, and overall, the market is still flooring it, thanks largely to a prolonged period of cheap money that has let buyers stretch their budgets. All told, Las Vegas area homes are selling for nearly 42% over long-term trends, making it the ninth most overvalued market in the nation, according to a new report from professors at Florida Atlantic University and Florida International University. Vivek Saw, director of UNLV's Lied Center for Real Estate, pointed out to me that value is relative. Like many things, real estate is worth only what someone is willing to pay for it. The current price streak is not sustainable, Saw said, but he believes the market will taper off, not nosedive like it did a decade or so ago after an easy money-fueled, investor-heavy buying binge. For now, however, Las Vegas is seeing rapid sales and fast-rising, record-high prices. The median sales price of previously owned single-family homes, the bulk of the market, was a record $405,000 in July, up nearly 23% from a year earlier, Trade Association Las Vegas Realtors reported. Moreover, 89% of the houses that traded hands last month had been on the market for 30 days or less, compared with roughly 60% of the sales in July of last year. Homebuyers are also paying record amounts for new construction. Builders' median closing price in Southern Nevada was an all-time high of around $419,950 last month, up 13% from a year earlier, according to Home Builders Research. Las Vegas's rental market has also accelerated as people, including newcomers from pricier cities, seek more space during the pandemic, a shift that's helped fuel sales, too. The typical rental rate of a Las Vegas area home soared nearly 23% year over year in July to $1,662, compared with a roughly 9% jump nationally to $1,843, listing site Zillow recently reported. Rents are climbing here at the second fastest rate in the nation, and at an increased speed. In January, Las Vegas rents were up 6.7% from a year earlier, Zillow previously reported. The current frenzy is by no means the same as the bubble some 15 years ago that when it popped, saw home prices plunge and people across the valley lose their homes to foreclosure. Builders put up far more homes back then, developers set out to pack the valley with condo towers, and resale house prices, when adjusted for inflation, were higher than they are now. There's no telling where Las Vegas's market is headed today. But if prices fall, local homeowners can only hope they don't have to brace for impact. End quote. For our quick content suggestions today we have, Get Started in Real Estate, 4 Properties Perfect for First-Time Investors from Forbes, and How to Invest in Real Estate, your complete guide to building up a portfolio of properties, according to experts from Business Insider. To research further, see links and more from these reports in the news notes. I'm Samantha Smith for United States Real Estate Investor News, UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com.
Let's face it, your property is ugly as f***. ARS Construction does it right, from roofing to exterior to all your interior needs. For a free roofing estimate, call now at 844-445-ROOF. That's 844-445-7663. Or visit AdvancedRoofSYS.com. That's AdvancedRoofSYS.com. ARS Construction, roofing and construction done right.
Universe Media Mastering. Your audio more listenable.